Joe McMahon joins us, Kane County State's attorney representing Governor Pritzker in that lawsuit, at least in this case, against the Foxfire restaurant in Geneva. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us again. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great, John. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
It has been a while. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, likewise. I've always enjoyed your conversation and thoughts on some of these issues. In this case now, there's at least one restaurant in your county that's not going to comply with the governor's new orders. What's the position of your office on these restaurants?
So, and I do want to emphasize, as you point out, the order applies just to one restaurant, Foxfire Tavern in Geneva, Illinois. Does not apply to other restaurants. It's temporary. So there will be a more thorough, complete hearing in the next couple of weeks about whether the shutdown order should continue, again, as it relates to that individual restaurant. But our position was that the governor does have the authority to issue successive 30-day orders. The judge disagreed with that. We respect that, and we'll continue to go through this process.
Yeah, so what's your next option? I mean, I wonder if this is going to be the straw that breaks that 30-day back, right? That at some point they're going to say if it's not legitimate in Geneva, it's not legitimate anywhere.
Well, that certainly is the argument that a lot of other businesses in the area and probably across the state are going to make. You know, eventually we're going to need a decision from the appellate courts or the reviewing courts, or very easily the General Assembly could take action and clarify this issue. This argument has been kind of brewing out there for a while, that the governor's authority is limited to a single 30-day time frame. We disagree with that, but the General Assembly could certainly amend the Illinois Emergency Management or the Illinois Emergency Act to really be very specific about whether, A, it's limited to a single 30-day period, or does the governor have the authority to issue successive 30-day emergency orders?
Well, we are going on 8 months here. Like an emergency, when do you cross the line from it being an emergency to it being a policy?
I don't think there's any real good answer to that, John. You know, the positivity rate has gone up and down here in Kane County over the last couple of weeks. We've seen a dramatic rise in the positivity rate. And so that, you know, those are facts that to me would indicate that this is an emergency that becomes more acute at times. Yeah. And, you know, we get on top of it, but it's something that we have to be ever vigilant on.
Well, Joe, thanks for asking for my opinion on this. I think this is a real failure by the legislature. I mean, shouldn't they take this up and clarify what the governor's or authorize the governor to act this heavy-handedly?
The General Assembly has known about this. This has been an issue that has been, as I said, percolating. It's been kind of brewing out there for quite some time. We're into our 8 months of this. This is an issue that the General Assembly could have addressed months ago, and I think it would give guidance to those of us that have to implement these laws at the local level, but also the courts who are being asked to interpret and enforce these decisions.
They could meet in person. They could meet over Zoom. I don't know exactly why they haven't resolved this, but they haven't. But let's go back to this one restaurant then in your area. So you're waiting for another judge's ruling on this case?
No, so the judge issued, he granted the temporary restraining order
right.
that prohibits enforcement against this restaurant.
Okay.
We, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a more, that order was issued on an emergency basis. So we had a limited time to respond, a limited time to present our arguments.
But this means Foxfire Restaurant can operate.
They can operate.
But that's crazy. I mean, but the other restaurant across the street can't.
That's correct.
This reminds me of that guy downstate when he didn't like the restrictions, the travel restrictions, or there were certain restrictions that were imposed on the entire state, and one mm-hmm. guy downstate got some sort of order granting him an exception.
Yeah, no, the order is very specific that it's limited to Foxfire only, and it does not apply to any other businesses in town, down the street, or anywhere in Kane County or within Region 8. I think it's important to remind people that, you know, we have to put the interest of the community first, and just because, you know, someone or someone's family members are healthy doesn't mean that the virus isn't dangerous and in fact deadly for a lot of people.
All right, but then, at some point, a decision needs to be made about Firefox, right? I mean, something has to be lasting. If this is temporary and only applicable to Foxfire, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. So under the public health, there's two kind of state statutes, state laws that are applicable in this area. One is the governor's authority under the Illinois Emergency Act. The other is the local health department's authority under the Illinois Public Health Act. And when a local public health authority identifies specific risks or a scenario where a location, and we can identify reasons that are specific to that location that expose people to harm, then the health department can go in at the local level and issue a 48-hour closure order. If the business or the entity agrees to extend it beyond 48 hours, we can do it longer than 48 hours. But if not, then we have to go into court and ask for a court order that extends that shutdown order.
I'm out of time, Joe. Will you guys have the police shut that down?
We are not going to send law enforcement out to local businesses to shut down their operations. We are having conversations, and we've gotten great voluntary compliance. I'm hoping we continue to get that.
Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Thanks, John.